Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
Week two is upon us, and it is time for us to give you the option. And if you want to play along with us, you know what to do. Go to our IG at Fade Route Podcast, click on our link in bio, find the CBS League entitled The Option, and play along with us. Currently, there are two people tied at the top. That is you and Zach. Zach Attack is back. The curtain is up. I did not have the best of weeks. You had 10 wins, I had 8 wins. Yeah, so let's see if we can... Solid, but very unspectacular. Huh? Like I said, it's going to be on my headstone. Solid, but unspectacular. But that was last week. Let's get going. Thursday night at the Link, the 0-1 Vikings take on the 1-0 Eagles.
Eagles.
Got a lot of injuries. Bradbury's out. N'Kobe Dean, I think, is hurt.
Gainwell, too, right?
So, fly, Eagles, fly. But it's not going to be... Like, it was surprisingly close against the Patriots, right? You had that one. Right? You had Coach Belichick keeping it close. I think that the Vikings will be able to keep it closer than we think. The Eagles are not there yet offensively, but they're going to beat the Vikings on Thursday.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.
Sunday, 1:00 in Hotlanta. The 1-0 Packers take on the 1-0 Falcons.
I love me some love. Packers are happy about that decision, so I'm going with Green Bay.
You're all about the love. You're loving the love. You're full of love. I'm gonna go with the Falcons. I think that Bijan Robinson is gonna have another good game. He got into the end zone on Sunday. I think he's going to get into the end zone again. And, you know, Jordan Love might come down to earth a little bit when Calais Campbell is knocking on the door. This is an interesting matchup. The 1-0 Raiders go into Orchard Park to take on the 0-1 Buffalo Bills.
I mean, Buffalo has to win this, right? So I'm going to go with Buffalo.
You would think so.
They have to.
You would think so.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Whoa.
I am taking the Raiders. I'm taking the Las Vegas Patriots to knock off the Buffalo Bills. The Bills go 0-2. Allen is scrambling for his mouthpiece, looking for answers. The 1-0 Ravens go into Cincinnati to take on the 0-1 Bengals.
Cincinnati has to bounce back, right? So, yeah, I'm going with Cincinnati.
They can't be that putrid. Again, right. Like, they can't be. No, you have to figure that they're going to. And you know what? Like, what's the solution? What is the solution for Dobbins, right? It's going to be Gus Edwards. They're going to play Gus Edwards or Hill. Justice Hill and your boy Melvin Gordon.
Oh, he came back? They've re-signed him?
Yeah, he's there. Yeah, they re-signed him. So you have Gordon, Hill. Is that going to be enough to replace Dobbins? Is Andrews going to play? Like, that gives me some pause, right? If Andrews is healthy,
he has to.
Right. You know, I would lean towards the Ravens if Andrews is healthy, but I'm not getting burned by that. Just like I got burned by Travis Kelce. I'm not getting burned by Mark Andrews not being there. I'm going to take the Bengals. the 0-1 Seahawks at the 1-0 Detroit Lions.
Detroit. I'm taking Detroit.
Rock City. 2-0. And Aiden Hutchinson is going to get to know Geno Smith very well. Over under 275 and a touchdown for Jared Goff this weekend.
Under. But they'll get it done.
They'll take it home. They will take it home. This is going to be interesting. The Mediocrity Bowl in the AFC South. The 0-1 Colts at the 0-1 Texans. Which rookie quarterback shine?
I'm going with the Texans. They played defense last weekend against Lamar. I'm with it.
I'm going to go with the Texans too. Anthony Richardson shows flashes, but still a little prone to the turnover. I think that D'Amico Ryans has the Texans ready to go. Another interesting matchup. The 0-1 Chiefs go into Jacksonville to take on the 1-0 Jags.
I mean, it's another one. The Chiefs got to win, right? They're not starting all 0-2, especially with Jones and Kelce playing.
Jones and Kelce are playing, but how healthy is Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And if Tony's dropping passes like he was dropping, if Sky Moore isn't productive, if you're not, I mean, you can go down the list. If they're not performing, it's going to be a long day because the Jaguars are a very good team, right? The Jaguars could be a sleeper to be in the AFC title game. Fuck it. I'm going to take the Jaguars. Like, I have fewer question marks against the, I can't believe I'm saying that, but I have fewer questions regarding the Jaguars than I do the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Jags. The 0-1 Bears at the 1-0 Bucks.
Bucks look legit. Baker was throwing the ball nicely. Their defense has always been good. Bucks.
We might have overestimated the Bears and underestimated Baker Mayfield. He looks like he's put on some muscle. He looks like he's got a chip on his shoulder. He looks like the old Baker Mayfield. Like, not the guy who's been kind of putzing around the league the past 2 years. I'm going to take the Bucks too. Like, that was impressive. And you know that Baker's feeling dangerous when he's shit-talking. So he was shit-talking on Sunday. As he's wont to do. The 0-1 LA Chargers go into Tennessee to take on the 0-1 Titans.
Tennessee. Another team that I think is going to play better this weekend. I think their defense comes around. And I have no confidence in the Chargers coach.
I don't have any confidence in the Chargers coach either, but I have confidence in Justin Herbert. Like, I think the arm talent is there. And let's be real here. Like, they got beat by Miami, but they got theirs, right? It's not like it was 40-0. Like, they got theirs, and they were moving the ball at will on Miami. So I'm going to take the Chargers. I think that they can do it. I think that they're talented enough. They're good enough, smart enough, and doggone if people like them. Chargers take that one.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ every NFL Sunday during the season.
We are into the 4 o'clock hour now. The 0-1 Giants go into Arizona to take on the 0-1 Cardinals.
Giants better win, right?
Giants are gonna win. The Giants are gonna win.
Speak it into his existence.
Giants are gonna win.
Go on with your bad self. Yeah.
Big Dex is gonna have a good game. Leonard Williams is gonna have a good game. Kayvon Thibodeau is gonna have a good game. And I'm calling at least one pick for Adoree Jackson. This is gonna be a defensive win. Mm. Jones and Barkley are. This is gonna be their get their feet wet game. but this is going to be a defensive victory for the New York Giants. And they need to reestablish themselves as a defensive football team. Because what we saw on Sunday, they quit. They quit on that game. So they need to show me, they need to show Giant fans that they are not who they were on Sunday. They're who they were last year. The 1-0 Niners go into SoFi to take on the surprising 1-0 Rams.
Oh, it's got to be the 49ers. I mean, even though the Rams had an impressive win.
The Rams had an impressive win, but who are their receivers? I mean, they're a bunch of no-names. Like, it's
Nuka,
so
Puka.
Puka Shell. Puka something. It's got to be the Niners. It has to be the Niners. Brock Purdy is not going to play as well as he did last week, but he's going to play well enough to win. And that is what is important. Here we go. I know you've been waiting all show to make this pick. The 1-0 Jets go into Dallas. They go into Jerry World to take on the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys, and they better have the ambulance ready if Zach Wilson decides to pull his chicken down again. So, Dallas.
As much as I want to pull the upset, as much as I want to say it, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I am going to call a defensive struggle, though. The Jets' defense is good. The Cowboys' defense is good. I think you're going to have a definite defensive struggle, and the Cowboys do just enough to take the win. The 1-0 Commanders go into the Mile High to take on the 0-1 Broncos.
Broncos. Broncos' defense was pretty good last weekend, even though they lost.
17-16. So they actually underperformed last year's average in terms of points. So all that shit that Sean Payton talked about Nathaniel Hackett, and he scored fewer points than they averaged last year. I love it. I love how petty that is. And it makes me smile. Pettiness makes me smile. I'm taking the Commies. Brian Robinson had a huge game.
The Commies.
Huge. I'm taking the Commies. Give me the Commies. The Commies are going to ride that Bronco. They're going to ride that Bronco into the ground. Brian Robinson all day.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
Your Sunday night special, the 1-0 Dolphins and their high-flying offense go into Foxborough to take on the 0-1 New England Patriots.
Yeah, let's go New England.
They played the Eagles tough. They absolutely played the Eagles tough. I did not expect it to be as close as it did. The Dolphins, yep, they're already in regular season form, right? They're already, like... they're already in that overrated mode where people are overreacting. We're expecting a Dolphins-Cowboys Super Bowl because the Dolphins' offense is so good. Stop. Stop. We know that they're not as good. Tua Tagovailoa will eventually be concussed now. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. That train comes around week five. That train usually comes around week five, week six. So it's only week two. Give me the Dolphins. Give me the Dolphins going into Foxborough and taking the dub. Your Monday night doubleheader. The 1-0 Saints go into Carolina to take on the Panthers.
I love Nola here. I do. I love what the Saints got going on. Their defense is lights out. And they have a very potent offense, even though they only put up 16 in the last game.
Another long day for Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Another long day for Bryce Young. 0-2. Saints take this one pretty easily. And Your Monday night main event, 8:15 on ABC. An AFC North showdown between the 1-0 Brownies and the 0-1 Steelers.
Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be humbled and embarrassed by their performance against the Niners. And they're going to come out swinging. So, it's going to be a great game. That's going to be worthy of the Monday Night Mantle. And the Steelers and Browns are going to go toe-to-toe. Man-to-man. Mano-a-mano. But the Steelers come out big. With the big dub at the end.
This has been the Fade Route with DNZ. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You catch our podcast on Wednesday nights on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. So until next time, stay fade, everyone.
Time for us to run the Go Rebel. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.